My highlight, and we were just talking about it, was watching the girls run in the final and Ireland literally being at the front of the pack in the Olympic final. I just think it was such a monumental moment to see Irish girls like front running a race. And yeah, it's just, I think it will actually change the way we approach our sport and the way that Ireland are going to be perceived by other teams for the future in athletics. Yeah.
And the impact that it has had also on athletics, yes, here in Ireland, but even just on young athletes, young people in Ireland has been massive. Did you feel that when you came home?
Yeah, like for sure. We heard from a lot of clubs saying that they have waiting lists now for their juveniles joining their clubs. And just to hear that is huge, especially like in athletics, sometimes we feel like we're a minority sport and you know that it's definitely not the most popular up there in Ireland. But now I think we're definitely one of the more talked about sports. You know, we're going to be up there and hopefully we're going to be the sport that little kids are like, I want to join the local athletics club now. So yeah, it's definitely made such a difference this summer.
So what is next for your individual events and also for your team events as well?
I suppose a lot of us will be targeting indoors. We have European indoors next year. The big one next year is World Outdoors in Tokyo. So I suppose individually and for the relays, they're kind of the main ones that we'll be hoping to get a relay team in, to get in individually. And obviously we all want to do as well as we can in our individual events as well. And that's just going to bring the team on too. So that's kind of the aims for next year. It won't be as chaotic a year. I think 2024 will go down in history with our coaches too for planning for so many championships, but next year is going to be a long season. So yeah, we just need to keep our head focused, I suppose, for that long time.